last time on Oz Hour.
Okay, so last time on Oz Hour, Calico is king, and Quox leaves, and what else happens? Oh yeah. They're like, we need to find the metal forest. The metal forest. Where's the metal forest? We have to go because we still need to find the brother, the ugly one. And so they're looking for so many days, and then they see little Rugged. Oh no, Polly sees Ruggedo because she's going in and out of the fucking cavern to try to find her family because she doesn't want to be there anymore. Anyway, she's out there. She sees Ruggedo be like, I'm going in here because I need to go into the metal forest because I need to fill up my pockets with all the things that I want. Ha ha ha. And so there they go. They all follow Ruggedo into this little thing or whatever. And they get there. And then when they get to the metal forest, fucking Ruggedo's taken. Taken by Oogaboo and the other.
By Oogaboo.
And Queen Anne, because they're like, this guy captured us, so now we're going to be free because we captured him. And there they are. They're all in there. And they actually end up being like, sorry, Ruggedo, we feel bad for you. So we're actually going to help you fill up your pockets so you can get the fuck out of here and never come back again because we're sick of you. Okay? Thank you. So that's what they do. What else happens? Oh, yeah. They find the brother. He's ugly. So he puts a mask on and then they go. And then they are trying to get out of the metal forest or something, I think. Yeah, that's what's happening. And then they run into Ruggedo again because he's just like losing everything. He's like, all my pockets broke. Damn. He's there. What does he do? Oh yeah, they all kiss. He's like, not everyone kisses, but the ugly one has to kiss like the three girls for some reason. A little creepy, a little weird, and I don't know what's going on, why this is like a smut book now, but it is. And so he kisses all the girls until he finally kisses the right one, which is Polly, and becomes something. And something happens.
He's not ugly anymore.
The end. He's not ugly anymore. The end.
Hi there. Welcome to episode 51 of Oz Hour, the only place where you can hear everything you never knew about the wonderful and strange land of Oz.
That's right. With the help of some alcohol, we will be discussing each of the 14 books in L. Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz series.
Today, we will be finishing book 8, TikTok of Oz, covering chapters 23 through 25.
We're your hosts, Blake Stone
and Wyatt Swingham.
And joining us, as always, is our resident Oz initiate, Hannah Aguirre.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Good to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh no.
Hannah, oh my. You just played Last Time On, where you recapped what happened last time on Oz Hour for 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah. That went long.
It's insane. That's
I knew it was long too, as everything was happening.
You know,
in
you know
real
what
time.
Though? I guess, do we need to up the time? Because what you did succeed in was getting
everything.
I have
to say, the last couple episodes have been a lot
it's
of
gotten
information.
Hard. Yeah. This entire
it's
book,
the end of the
honestly.
Book.
Well, like, I don't know. I feel like this book just has more, like, information
compared
content
to the,
compared
to the
other
ones. Yeah.
Yeah, where it's
and,
like,
new things.
And names.
There's
so many names.
There are a million.
So many new
usually
people.
When we say our gang kept walking, we're talking about four people and
I know
a dog.
The same people every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're talking
people.
About, like, a 25-person army and...
I forget about them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, it's TikTok of Oz. I forget TikTok's rolling around somewhere.
I know.
Every scene he's there, I never think about him.
Book?
It's actually insane. It's
anyway,
well, we don't know how it's going to end.
The only note that I have from your round of Last Time On is that Ruggedo had a bunch of pockets sewn into his robe when he went back to take the jewels and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just so that they know it was more than his pants pockets.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
You did great.
I did know that. I just couldn't fit it in.
No. And like in 3 minutes you covered the 3 chapters we covered. So a minute a chapter. That's basically the podcast.
I should be given like a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
A Nobel Peace Prize.
And we're
And everybody,
I need the biggest thing.
We're expecting big things from you.
If anyone needs to Google what the Nobel Peace Prize is, just pause and we'll be waiting for you when you're before we started recording, Wyatt made us some very refreshing looking cocktails.
Correct. So today we are drinking the Talking Mule, the recipe for which you can find on our Instagram at All's Hour Podcast. It is a Moscow Mule, but made with tequila with some cucumber, jalapeno. Should be refreshing, hopefully.
Let's slurp. Mm.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
Oh, I love that.
That's going to be a number one.
That's my favorite one yet.
Chapter 23, Ruggedo Reforms.
Ruggedo Reforms.
And can I just say, where we left off, where Ruggedo, you know, was like, oh, I give up, I hate everything, or like, I'm so sorry, like, I don't want to, like, be poor on the earth, I just still take these couple gemstones. I was like, good. Get out, Gnome King. Everyone wants you gone. It's done. And I don't want him to reform. Yeah. I don't want him to.
When
I want him to be bad and go away forever.
I think I sent Wyatt a text earlier that said, I just got to the chapter Ruggedo Reforms with like the eyes rolling emoji.
Yeah.
He deserves what he got. Let's just end it there.
Yeah, he can't keep reforming.
He's been given like five opportunities to reform.
I don't want you guys to make me feel bad anymore.
Yeah.
Because Wyatt, what did I do?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah, exactly.
It's what he did.
Exactly. Yeah.
So as they're leaving the cavern, they go back into the Gnome Kingdom, into the palace, and Calico orders some refreshments to celebrate. And the Gnome King goes right along with them.
Yeah, he just follows everyone. No one gave him permission, but no one also told him to go away. So he's just like, I'm going too.
Yeah.
And then when they get inside, he just like goes and sits in a corner.
He just sits quietly. Yeah. He does nothing. And no one really pays attention to him. But everyone is merrymaking and toasting and like doing like a little speech with their knives. Everyone's having a really good time.
It's been a day.
It's a party.
But Ruggedo is just like nothing. He's just sitting in the corner like watching everybody. And Betsy sees him. And she's like, aw. Mm-hmm. Poor guy.
Yeah,
she's a child and foolish, but
she sets into motion the one thing I did not want to happen. She takes him over some food and drinks. You know, I don't know if it's the party, I don't know if it's the drinks, but she's feeling warm for him. So she takes him some gifts, and Ruggedo like takes the food and drink from her, looks into her eyes, and just immediately his eyes are full of tears.
Yeah.
And oh, he God. Like takes Betsy's hand and just like is squeezing it in his hands.
Stop.
And
I
like
can't.
Crying.
I can't deal with that. Because I all of a sudden now I'm like, okay, you can do whatever you want.
I know. And it's like, okay, well, maybe we were too hard on him.
I guess so. But like, how
I
many chances
bad.
Do you get?
I know. He's had so many chances.
If one book from now he's back under the mountain
he
again,
just can't be
with
a
different
ruler.
Name.
Sometimes,
that's the thing.
Sometimes,
he maybe he doesn't have to be banished.
Yes. Okay. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom,
and that's okay. Sure, and I
therapy.
Get it. I like. I'm not.
We're
saying,
putting him in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs help, and he needs someone to watch him.
Yeah.
But other than that, fine, maybe. But Betsy turns to Calico, and she says, "Hey, Ruggedo can't do magic. He'll never do magic again. He's not a threat anymore. Like, just like he shouldn't be treated so badly. Like he like has nothing. And I'm like, girl, he was gonna torture you and Hank to death." Literally 3 days ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't really have...
But he was going to put them into a cave that would have, suffocated them? Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know what the slime did, but it was going to kill him.
It didn't seem good.
Ultimately, Betsy's like, Calico, like, can we, like, let up on this? Like, he doesn't have any more magic. He's sorry.
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't have to be banished.
Yeah, and Calico... But it's the... My thing here is the Jinjin, TDT Hoochoo, said he has to be banished.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's up to the gnomes to change that.
Yeah.
They're harboring a fugitive.
I kind of do agree with that, but like I can see it both ways because like Jinjin says, hey, you're not king anymore. You're banished to like Rome. But like the eggs are gone. Like the gnomes can bring him back.
I think that the gnomes should have to like do the proper paperwork.
I agree.
Have him be
Because the Jinjin's judgment is just.
But
I wanna cry.
So Calico's like Ruggedo, like, are you sorry? Like Betsy's saying you're sorry, but I want to hear you say you're sorry.
Okay, they're getting to the nitty-gritty.
Ruggedo's like, I am sorry, and I'm literally harmless. Like she said, I don't have magic anymore. Like gnomes want to be underground with other gnomes. Yeah. I don't want to wander the face of the earth. I want to be underground with my people.
And insanely, Hannah, like you just said, he's like, I don't want to be king. Being king is really hard. Being a good king is even harder, and I could not do that. If I'm just a common gnome, like, I'm going to be good.
I'll be happy.
Being a good king is hard. Not being a wicked king is easy.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Like,
he's an evil person.
Yeah. But it's still sweet.
Yes,
and
it's still sweet.
He realizes he shouldn't be in charge. Yeah.
And we know if we let him stay, he's not going to try and disrupt what we're moving toward.
Especially since he knows what the consequences will be. If they give him slack now and then he does the same thing again, and dude, you're fucking done.
That is exactly it. Calico tells Ruggedo, he's like, you can stay if you behave. You
this
get
is like
literally
your last shot.
He says you get one opportunity to fuck up and you will be out on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And mom spaghetti.
And, and I'm like, okay, mom, you only got one chance or one shot. But to me, I'm like, okay, get to the mines then. You're in the mines now.
Yeah, he's a he's a worker bee
like,
now.
You're a common gnome. Get down to the forge. Like you work your way up, that's fine. Yeah. And that's it. And if they're not being like
they should be equals.
Yeah, all gnomes should have basic civil rights and, like, you know, human rights, gnome rights. But and that's fine. But, like, Ruggedo never treated them well, but Calico will.
Because
they don't need to be smithing every fucking hour of the day. They can have a garden at home that they tend.
Exactly.
Okay? Fucking eat brimstone.
They need a work-life balance.
Yeah, they are not meant to be working like that.
But Betsy, like, leans over to the Shaggy Man. She's like, the Gnome King Ruggedo promised to behave, but, like, if he doesn't, we're leaving. Like, we're good.
Calico will have to self-manage this issue.
Yeah, if anything happens. If you want to be a king, step up.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Which is, you know, it's hard to be a king, but we'll see. So
Polychrome is becoming increasingly restless.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I've done everything I can for these Earth Dwellers. Like, I have to go home now. Shaggy Man has his brother. That's all we were ever doing. Like, I need to go home.
Yeah.
And she just casts her deep mind into the universe and cries out, and her uncle hears it.
Oh my God.
That's not how they describe it.
No,
but I
was going to let you run with that.
She's thinking really hard. And then her uncle is the Rain King, and all of a sudden it's raining, and she's like, Uncle heard my prayers, basically.
Yeah.
She's like, Files, it's raining outside. And Files is like, what? And she's like, it's raining. It's raining. And she just like starts running away. And Files is like, come on, everybody. It's raining.
Yeah. And they all run to like the edge of the cavern. And they can see like big gray clouds. Rain is starting to come down. And Shaggy Man is like, wow, this rain is not going to last long. And then Polly's going to be gone after that. Like, she's going to be gone once the rainbow appears.
As he's thinking this, the sky is like breaking in the distance and the rainbow is like coming and lands right at Polychrome's feet.
Oh my God.
And her sisters are all there like, Polly!
And they like, all grab arms and they pull her up like and they embrace.
There she goes.
And she leans backwards.
There she goes. Again.
Right. Keyword. That's, oh my God, that song is about.
That's what that song's about.
Y'all.
God, yeah. Polychrome at the end of TikTok in Oz. There's your format.
But she's giving her sisters hugs, she's giving her sisters kisses, and then she like turns around and like waves to all of her friends and starts blowing them kisses. Aww. And they're like, bye, Polly. Yeah. Like,
and she's just smiling. She's beaming. She's so happy to be back with
her
family.
She's got friends on both ends.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're all just like, all her Earth friends are like waving at her and they're like crying and they're happy to see that she made it home as the rainbow is just pulling away.
Yeah, it's just with her like fading away. And Betsy is like,
hope she doesn't fall again.
I know, seriously. She will. She better. I want her back, honestly. Yeah. I love Polychrome. But Betsy feels really sad. She's like on the verge of tears, and she's like, she knows that Polly belongs in the sky, but like that's like one of the only friends she has.
Miss her.
Yeah.
Well, like, and Shaggy is like, well, you know, people like you and me, Betsy, like we don't have any families or homes to go home to. Because if you recall, when we meet Betsy, her family dies in a shipwreck.
Oh, that's right.
The only thing that Betsy has is Hank.
Yeah, she literally says, I used to have a home, but now I just have Hank. And she like hugs him and like is crying a little bit.
And Hank goes, hee-haw.
Aww.
And Shaggy Man like strokes her hair and he's like, that isn't true. Like, I will never desert you. Like, you will never be alone. Like, I understand what it's like to be where you're at.
Don't forget this.
Yeah. And
this
Shaggy,
is a chosen family.
Yeah. And Shaggy Man's brother is like, I'm not leaving either. And I'm like, I don't know you that well. But
yeah. He's like,
but then you kissed that. You already kissed this little girl. But still, it's fine.
But Betsy, yeah. Betsy looks up at Shaggy and his brother, like, and like is hugging on Hank. And her eyes are full of tears, but she's smiling at them. And she's like, oh my God. Like, I think I'm for the first time processing what the fuck is happening to me right now. Did I die in that water?
Yeah. What is reality?
But then it starts to rain again, and Betsy's like, okay.
And she's
like,
in the ocean.
And she's
oh
like,
my God, yeah.
How cool would that be, though?
Oh,
now,
that would actually be so insane.
But she starts to rain. It starts to rain again, and Betsy's like, okay, like, let's go back inside. Like, love you guys too. Let's go, let's go.
Yeah.
And they go back inside.
Yeah. And that's the end of chapter 23, Ruggedo Reforms. And Blake, what would you reform that?
Polychrome storms out.
Nice.
I like that better.
Chapter 24, Dorothy is delighted.
Who's that?
I know. Dorothy, what the heck does that mean?
What the hell is she doing here?
Like, excuse? So we're back in the royal cavern of the Gnome King, Calico. And, like, everyone's gathered back in there, and Queen Anne is, like, looking at her army. She's looking around the cavern, and she's like, okay, so, like, are we, like, doing something else as a group? Or, like...
yeah, what's the plan?
Yeah. I don't really know what's next, but...
I think, like... I think my army and I are going to go like back to
Oogaboo. I think
Oogaboo.
I'd love to go home.
Yeah. And Betsy's like, you're not conquering the world. Wasn't that like your whole thing? And Anna's like, yeah, the world's a little big to conquer, maybe.
She's like over it.
There's a lot of things going on with the world.
Yeah. Yeah. She's exactly. Like, there's actually a lot more than I even thought.
So this
could
is the first
happening.
Time I ever saw a world.
Yeah.
I didn't really
And she
like
went
that.
Through the middle of it to the other side.
Yeah, she saw
that
all
would be
of
eye
world.
Opening. Yeah.
And she's seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, how is she going to conquer a dragon?
Yeah.
If she ever has to...
They would have been dead. They would have been dead.
Like, they barely lived through the... What was that monster at the beginning that breathed fire? And
the fucking...
Rack.
Oh, the rack.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is probably just
oh
now
my God,
healing.
They
got lucky
that was
with
this
that.
Book?
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this book?
I know. It's crazy.
Too long.
But Anne is like, dude, I am... over it, send me home. And all of her officers are like, we
want
to go home.
All
like,
they want is
home.
To go to their orchards.
We're here because
they
of
want
you.
To be farmers.
Our clothes are ripped and our knees are not knees anymore.
Yeah. Oh, they bend the other way.
But
we're told something interesting.
Oh
here.
My God. So something we oh my God.
Very interesting. Back in Oz. Ozma has been watching all of this very closely.
Not surprised.
Each day, she and the wizard have been watching this.
Wait, what have they been watching it on?
Every week.
The magic picture.
Set in what?
Oh, yeah. A radium frame.
L. Frank Baum is obsessed with radium right
now.
Yeah, what?
This picture has never been in a radium frame
radium
before.
Frame? Yeah.
But the fucking... the Horners had decorated their homes with radium in the last book.
Also... the magic picture has changed a lot because it used to be like the size of like a laptop and then it was like mounted on the wall and then it was the size of like a big screen TV and now it has a radium frame. And I'm like, is the magic of the magic like, picture that it can like transform itself?
The thing is like Ozma's never watching that thing when I want her to be. So I don't know why she keeps enhancing it.
It's always
it.
Like out of random. Like you're just doing your own thing. You're walking down the street. You're like, oh, life is great. And then all of a sudden fucking Ozma's looking through a goddamn mirror.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's like, oh, exactly. You picked a clover in my land. I'm
she
watching.
She looked in the picture. She was like, let me send them TikTok.
Yeah.
And then she put TikTok
but,
in a
and
well.
And then she watched, well, the Gnome King put him in a well.
Oh, she basically did
that. That all being said, Ozma has been watching everything that's happened. So technically there was never any, like, risk. I'm hoping the magic picture breaks in the next book. But for now, we know
I'm
no one was ever
picture.
In any trouble.
I'm a magic belt girly. I want the belt back.
I don't want any of it. I want them both to be broken.
It's too confusing.
You want Elfring Baum to have to think about
it. It takes the stakes
doing.
Away. Yeah. If there's
exactly.
a magic belt,
exactly.
if there's a magic belt that gets used at the end, I'm like, you could have used it any
people
time.
Need to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. People need to die.
In a world where no one can even die, to be honest, you can't have the magic.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing's
that's true.
Interesting
there are no
anymore.
Stakes. Because
yeah.
all they had to do was say, bring me the ugly one.
Oh my
and
God.
Then nothing would have
you
ever
know what?
Happened.
We're getting belligerent.
Stop that ship. Anyway. So Ozma, hearing how badly the Oogaboos really want to go home, she like turns to the wizard and she's like, wait, Oogaboos in Oz? She's like, can you send them home? And the wizard's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, do.
Yeah. And she thinks that Anne has suffered enough for her little misguided effort to overthrow the world at
yeah.
Oz.
And they kind of like, the wizard and Ozma kind of like laugh like, little girl,
yeah.
you're not.
Because, yeah.
You're not that girl.
They couldn't do anything, let alone overtake Oz. They're about to fucking teleport them. So she's like, also like send, or so yeah. So send Anne, the Oogaboos, and Officer Files back to Oogaboo. And Wizard is like, well, what about the Rose Princess? Because they've been watching the same show.
She's a wild card.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why would you ask that question when we're getting rid of Files?
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Because, like, that's what he's saying is, like, so we're sending Files back
this
to Oogaboo?
They're watching a reality
exactly.
show.
Yeah, they're the fucking voting audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But Ozma, Ozma's like, that is my cousin, and it would, and I know that, and it would be appropriate to, like, bring her here and have her live as a royal Ozian. But she's like, send her with Files. I think, like, separating them would be really upsetting for her.
Yeah.
So, bloop.
The wizard does a magic rite, and suddenly all the Oogaboos and Files, the Rose Princess, all just disappear. And everyone in the cavern starts freaking the fuck out because literally 18 people just
it's
disappeared.
Like, actually, something really good is happening to yeah. everyone, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah,
honestly, that would
it
be.
It looks like fucking what's the Avengers movie where half of the world disappears.
I don't actually know that show,
but it's like you.
It's like the Rapture.
It's like when he snapped his fingers and half of the people disappeared.
Ew. I don't like that.
End game.
Yes.
Oh, is
oh,
it?
Really? I know that's a movie.
I actually can't believe I forgot the name of it. But that is what it, yeah. It's giving end game.
It is giving end game if that's what happens. Because everyone doesn't like
that
it.
That would be a really good start to one of these books is like someone doing magic to teleport a group of people and everyone else, the rest of the book is everyone reacting to that. And but it's like
that'd be a good
maybe
Oz book.
That'd
them.
Be a good Oz book.
Hmm.
I'll tell you later.
Not
off
a
mic.
Fan.
All right.
You'll have to pitch it to us.
So they all disappear. Everyone's like, "What the hell?" And then Shaggy knows exactly what's going on because he's of Ozma, you know. So he's like, "Oh, I know what's going on." He reaches into his pocket.
I don't know if that's a good enough reason for me, though.
Yeah, after everything that's happened and in
everyone
context.
Everyone disappears and he's like...
I think it was the Gnome King.
Ozma.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though, because he's going to ask her if it was her. By reaching into his pocket and pulling out a small silver device.
A
he pulls
phone?
Out an iPhone 10.
He puts this little device up to his ear. And Ozma is watching him do it in the magic picture. And she's like, oh, he's calling me. So she
what?
Picks up her little magic device and puts it up to her ear.
And then they start to
this
talk.
This is giving Star Trek.
So it is one of the wizard's magical inventions he just made up. It's called a wireless telephone.
What?
Yeah.
He just created a cell phone.
Isn't
oh
it
my
crazy?
God.
Isn't that fucking insane? And they can hear, and he says they can
why
hear
no
each other.
Why has no one talked about this? Who's the guy? Thomas Edison?
Alexander Graham Bell.
There we
Bell.
Go.
Yeah.
Why did they never talk?
Maybe they did.
Well, the telephone existed.
But yeah, that's true. The telephone existed. The cell phone did not exist.
He created a wireless telephone. Shaggy pulls a phone out of his pocket. Yeah. That's unheard of.
And it enables them to speak perfectly clear as if they're in the same room, no matter how far apart they are, by minute vibrations. Which
like
is
a
just
cup on the string.
Yeah. So the wizard and Elfrink Baum have invented cell phones. And Ozma confirms that Shaggy Man, or she confirms everything that's happening. She's like, yep, I got the Oogaboo, send him back to their valley. And Shaggy Man is like, mission complete. Like, I have successfully gotten my brother.
Seriously.
Yeah. And he's like, TikTok, like, thanks for sending TikTok. He helped a bunch. And he was like, you know, I think we're done. So TikTok, bring him back to Oz. Like, but I can't go. Like, my brother's here. Also, like, Betsy and Hank, like, don't have a family. And, like, they're on the road. And, like, I feel like I have to help them because, like, I've been there before, you know. And his brother,
he's
too.
He's literally sacrificing himself.
Yeah. Because, and he's like, I love Oz.
Oz shut itself off from the rest of society. No one new is allowed in Oz. Yeah. And yeah. Shaggy Man is totally respectful of that. And he's like, hey, I know nobody new is allowed in Oz. Even though Ozga lives in Oogaboo now, he's like, yeah, I've just like, I know that. I'm not even going to ask. Like, I'm not coming back to the Emerald City. And Ozma hangs up on him.
Yeah, she
just like
puts her iPhone face down so she can't even see the notifications.
And she's just like stares at the magic picture like, like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
And the wizard is kind of, like, watching her. And he's like, you're having a big girl moment right now. Like, I'm going to sit back and see what you do.
Yeah. He just smiles.
Yeah. You're having, like, a queen moment right now.
Yeah.
What do we do in this situation?
Mm-hmm. So, back in the cave, Shaggy Man puts away his Samsung Galaxy S10. And he asks Betsy, like, hey, Betsy, like, what should we do? Like, it's just us now. And for some reason, everyone's not freaking out anymore because Shaggy Man didn't say, hey, everyone, it's fine. Like, he's just like asking, like, everything's fine. And Betsy's like, I don't know. Like, the adventure's over. The Oogaboos are gone. Rose Princess is gone. Polly is gone. Like, Files is gone. And then she's like, where's TikTok? And Shaggy Man's like, oh, he's back in Oz. It's fine. I just talked to Ozma.
Yeah, he's like, TikTok is at home. And Betsy's like, isn't Oz your home? And Shaggy Man's like, it was, but like now my home is like wherever you and Ugly are.
Yeah. And Betsy says that sounds just right to her.
Yeah, she's like, okay.
Yeah, like, let's like, oh, go great. On an adventure again, because I kind of liked that.
Yeah, she's like, I guess it probably stopped raining. Should we go find another like battle to join? So they say goodbye to King Calico, and they head out of the cavern. And when they get outside, the sun is out, the sky is blue, and Betsy, Hank, Shaggy, and Ugly make their way down the mountain and start to follow a path toward the southwest.
Meanwhile, camera zooms out up to the sky and pans back to Oz. And Ozma is in conference with the wizard and TikTok. And TikTok is singing Betsy's praises. She's like, she is amazing. She's so kind. She's almost as nice as Dorothy herself.
She's almost as nice as Dorothy
herself. And Ozma is like, okay, Jalea Jam, who is the maid, obviously. She's like, Jalea, please go get Dorothy. Like, we need to talk to her. And so Dorothy appears and she's like, hello, Ozma. How may I help? Or more like, what do you want? Like, we're friends.
And Ozma is like, okay, admitting a mortal into the land of Oz permanently is not a small decision to make. Mm-hmm. Every outsider who's been permission to live here has been an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, luckily.
Dorothy, the wizard, the Shaggy Man, Belina.
Yeah. TikTok's not immortal, but he's from outside
of
Oz.
He's from Ev. He's like not from Oz.
So they've gotten like, pretty lucky so far.
So they've invited a lot of people to come live there, but now Oz is shut off. So this is like no small thing.
Yeah.
And Dorothy's like, okay, well, like, who are the strangers? And Ozma's like, well, one is the Shaggy Man's brother, who, like, seems really nice.
But he hasn't done anything.
He hasn't earned his way here.
All that happened to him was he was a prisoner for a long time, but he didn't, like, even, like, Betsy, at least, helped throughout the journey get you, to the Gnome King. Like, Betsy did things.
You get to live in Oz by, like, saving Oz.
Or, yeah, exactly. So, like, you need to gain a little favor. Yeah,
exactly.
And so he doesn't have that, though. So she's like, I don't know, that's a little weird for me. Betsy, on the other hand, she's like, Betsy seems great. And Dorothy's heard about Betsy. Like,
she's
been
watching her on the Magic Picture on the reality show.
Yeah. And she's like, she seems so
like, that's
nice.
My favorite character.
Yes.
Literally, yeah.
She's obsessed. She's like, oh, and that Hank is such a
Hank
dear.
Is her second favorite character. She loves Hank.
When I was reading this, I was thinking about how you had said, like, oh, you know, Betsy's from the USA, but maybe she was, like, reading the Oz books, and that's how she knows about these people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so she knows about them from the books, and they know about her from the TV.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, like, Dorothy's like, where are they now? And Ozma's like, I actually have no idea. Let's check the picture. So Dorothy goes and checks the picture and sees Shaggy, Hank, Betsy, and Ugly just, like, roaming through, like, the barren, rocky wasteland. And TikTok's like, I was just there. That place is fucking desolate.
Yeah. Wilderness. He's like, there's nothing to eat, nothing to sleep. No one wants to, like, live in the gnome country. So, like, they're just going to be journeying for a long time. But the wizard's like, I mean, unless... Yeah. And Oz was like, unless I ask you to transport them all to Oz.
Yeah. Dorothy is stoked. She's like, dude, Betsy and Hank being here would be awesome. Like, I would love to have a playmate and a friend my age. And I'm like, are Ozma and Dorothy different ages?
I don't. Oh.
Then Ozma was like, am I not your playmate and friend?
Oh,
and
Dorothy's, she's jealous.
And Dorothy's like, no, you are, but, like, you're just so busy.
Ozma also embraces her, like, kisses her, and then asks
Yeah,
that.
She, like, pulls so her in. She
cute.
Pulls her
yeah, it's
in.
More
yeah.
Like, what?
I thought
I'm not your
we
friend.
Were friends.
And she's, you know, she's queen.
Exactly. Yeah. She's busy. And, like,
and that's what Dorothy says. Yeah. Yeah.
And Ozma's busy. Like, yeah, no, you're right. Like, my first responsibility is being the Queen of Oz. Like, you and I could use a new friend, whatever. But she's like, so, like, Betsy helped, and Hank will get along with the sawhorse, the lion, and the tiger. Like, they're an easy addition. But again,
it's giving giving your cat, like, you're like, I'm gonna get a kitten so my cat has someone to hang out with.
Literally.
But she's like, Ugly didn't do anything to, like, be here. He hasn't earned this. Yeah.
And I kind of do get it, because the Land of Oz, and she says this, it's like, it's not a refuge for every distressed mortal. It's not like, oh, like, you know, you lost your legs in that accident, just come live in Oz, you know? Yeah. You can't do that, because there's so many unfortunate... Granted, Oz has wealth that should be spread across the world, and everything could be solved if it was fucking out there. But either way, as things exist...
But that's the thing, if you give it access to everything, then it's taken over.
If Hitler had Oz... Either way, though, like, there's no reason necessarily to let the brother in. But Dorothy is like, well, the Land of Oz isn't exactly crowded. And Ozma's like, okay, so your advice is to let him in. And
dude, they are all just so like, what is going on, Ozma? Like, the wizard is like, the dude can come here. It would be so easy. And if you don't let him come, we won't have the Shaggy Man anymore.
Yeah.
And TikTok is like, what is going on? Like, just let him in.
He's like, he is kind and a good citizen.
But yeah, like, the wizard is like, I have the magic to get all of them here. And TikTok's like, Shaggy Man's brother is awesome. Like, he's a really good guy. Like, we don't want to lose Shaggy. So Ozma's finally, after everyone begs her, is like, okay, it's settled. Let's do it, wizard. And
the wizard's ready.
Yeah, he's already ready with this, like, elaborate spell that he didn't have to do for Oogaboo.
Okay, so that's something that I was confused about, but I think I might have a somewhat, like, a minor explanation.
Okay.
So the thing is, he has, like, a silver tray, he pours pink powder on it out of a crystal flask, and then he recites his incantation, there's a big puff of smoke, it's a whole thing. But the reason that I think he maybe has to do that for them, which is different, is because those people are all mortals.
And they can't pass through the barrier.
All the Oogaboo, well, the Rose Princess, for instance, she is she's a mortal now, but she's a fairy blood. Person. So, like, she technically, though, she's not going home. She's entering Oz for the first time. But because they're all, like, immortal, like, fairy people or whatever, I think they can pass easier. But then it's like, okay, Shaggy Man, maybe that would have been easier, but like for Hank, the ugly one, and Betsy, I think it's just harder because like it's mortals. Like they're pulling them through the like mesh of fairyland and their bodies are solid, so they have to pull a little harder.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it's like a really, like the way he does the spell is kind of cool.
It is.
And like Dorothy and Ozma are like coughing and rubbing their eyes because of this like stinky smoke.
Yeah, and he's like, the smoke is all there for the illusion.
Yeah, he's like, it's part of it. It's part of it.
So he's living his best humbug life.
But
it works.
Yeah, and Dorothy like looks into the magic picture and she sees that Betsy, Hank, Shaggy, and Ugly like aren't in that desolate landscape anymore. Yeah. Like the landscape's empty. And Dorothy's like, where are they? And the Wizard of Oz is like wiping off his plate he just did the spell with, and he's like, they're here. And then Jalea Jam comes into the room and she's like, oh, Ozma, the Shaggy Man is here with like a man I've never seen before. Yeah.
They're crying,
but
it's tears of joy.
Yeah. Ozma's like, oh, send them in. And Julia's like, cool. There's also a young girl with a small mule, and they seem really confused. They don't seem to know where they are. Yeah, and well, Dorothy's like, oh, I'll go greet those ones all by myself. Like, I'll make them feel at home.
Yeah, because, like, this is a weird place to show up in when you've, like... I mean, because they haven't
She didn't care when it was on him and Uncle Henry, but...
Oh, my God.
When it's the girl who already did a battle in Ev, by all means.
She knows what it's like to be a little girl in a fairyland.
She doesn't know what it's like to be an old person.
Yep.
She doesn't give a shit about old people.
No, she's like, hope they're fucking dead on their farm. I live in the palace, huh? Then she runs downstairs to greet Betsy and Hank. And that is the end of chapter 24. Dorothy is delighted. And Blake, what would you call that?
Ozma Razor. Because the simplest solution was the best solution in this example.
God. Chapter 25. The Land of Love.
Oh. Files.
You wish.
You think.
We're in the royal stables. It smells like shit.
Oh.
So this is a little like little tiny flash forward, it seems.
Yeah, it's like an epilogue.
So Hank is with the sawhorse. And the sawhorse is like, so all you can say is hee-haw. And yes, we're in the golden stable behind the palace. This is where the sawhorse lives. A new golden stable is there for Hank. The lion has his little cushion stall. The hungry tiger has his cushion stall.
Okay.
So we're in the animal pen.
Yeah, it's giving more animals in a place called the stable.
The stable. But like it's more marble. The stable. It's gorgeous. And
it's
Hank
beautiful.
Is like.
It's not
taking,
your everyday stable.
Hank is taking all of this in, like just the beauty of the space.
Yeah.
And like
it's
also these
nice.
Other animals. Are speaking English to him, and like the sawhorse is like, hello earth to Hank, like I asked, is hee haw all you're able to say?
What's the language?
And Hank is just like standing there and he's like, hee haw, just kidding. He actually says, I've never spoken until now.
What?
Yeah. And why? He scares himself a little bit.
Yeah. He is terrified.
Because he didn't know. He's never seen a talking animal before.
So now he can just talk because he talked to an animal?
I don't.
Well, he was like, look, one second I wasn't in Oz. The next second I'm in Oz. And as if that's not scary enough, now I can speak English like Betsy speaks to me. Like, this is freaking me out.
Yeah, he's having a panic attack.
And the sawhorse is like, oh, yeah, like, in the Land of Oz, all of the animals can talk. Hello. Like, that's better than braying when people can't understand you.
And we're all pretending, like, Toto doesn't talk.
Yeah, like,
Toto talks.
I can name an animal
like,
that doesn't talk. And also Kalidas.
Yeah, like, and
Kalidas.
Yeah. Maybe they could, and they just didn't, though. Hank didn't.
Yeah, maybe they just chose not to speak.
But still, it's all being explained, but Hank can talk. And apparently... Could have talked the whole time, I guess. At least ever since he got to Oz. That's true.
Sorry. I was yawning. But so the hungry tiger is like, oh, are there like more mules where you come from? And Hank's like, yeah, there's a lot of mules where I come from.
And they love
no
hee-haw.
Speaks English.
Like, we say hee-haw all around.
Yeah.
He's like, are there other tigers in Oz? And we learned that the Hungry Tiger's family all live in the jungle countries. He's the only one in the Emerald City.
Yeah.
Whatever. In the jungle, he spoke English. We met him there. And same with the Cowardly Lion. We met him in the jungle.
Yeah.
He spoke English.
Yeah.
Did we meet the Hungry Tiger in the jungle? I thought we met him in Ev.
He was with somebody. Oh, he was with Ozma.
Yeah,
but he was coming from.
Yeah,
yeah. They rolled across the desert on that carpet.
Yeah. The lion invited him to live at the Emerald City.
But the Sawhorse is like, yeah, and there's other lions. Like, there's multiple of every animal except for me. I'm the only horse in all of Oz. Yeah. And Ozma rides upon my back.
Okay.
And.
Exactly.
And. What else do you have going for you?
Well, Hank is like, someone rides on my back too.
Yeah. And he's like, Betsy rides on my back, and she's actually the sweetest girl in the world, and she's so nice and kind. And
you say
everyone is pissed off.
They
all jump up.
Tiger jumps up and shows his teeth. The Sawhorse starts going like and like stomping his little gold plated.
Why are they all so mad?
So the Sawhorse says, fuck off, because Ozma is the best. And the lion is like, you're a fucking liar. You're lying here because Dorothy's the best. She's the kindest little girl ever.
Oh my God. At this point,
Hank has swung his ass around.
Politics now.
He's ready to just kick out. He's trying to knock some people around. And he's like, you guys want to fight? You can come up and fight. I like, come on. My hooves are ready.
Yeah. He says, bring it the fuck.
My hooves are ready.
Yeah. But then we hear this peal of girlish laughter because Ozma, Dorothy, and Betsy are all standing arm in arm in the doorway and they're listening to the boys fight over them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, you guys are so crazy.
You guys are crazy. Why are you doing that? Stop it. I never want anyone to fight. Yeah,
they're like, we're not even against each other. We're all friends. You don't have to defend us.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But the lion's like, I can express my opinion, and my opinion is that Dorothy's the best. And Ozma's like, cool. Great. Like, I am so happy that you love the person you met first.
She's pissed.
Exactly.
She's like,
everyone loves the one they walked in with. That's why the Sawhorse loved me. We've been through a lot together. Like, get over it.
Okay. Yeah.
But she's like, the bottom line is, though, Oz is the land of love. And being friends, which I'd never heard that before.
Never.
But she says, like, a fact.
The love magnet over its walls.
That only happened in like the fourth. There's been so many books before that even happened. And I've never heard it. Even after the fact that the love magnet was
there. I'm pretty sure that shit's still in the Shaggy Man's go bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't even matter anymore because it's not even up there.
But ultimately, like, Ozma's like, yeah, you know what? You guys need to calm down. And so the animals apologize to Hank. Yeah,
they shake hooves and they rub noses. Yeah. And the lion is like, if you need any help,
I'm
here. I know. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But so they like, Ozma's like, okay, girls, like, we settled that. Like,
let's roll out.
Like, they were there for
no
reason.
They turn into semi-trucks.
Oh, yeah, Autobots.
No.
They turn into semi-trucks and just roll away.
Yeah, they all just burn out. Oh, my God. The camera angle switches to the wheel.
Oh, my God.
They do walk away.
Thank you, Michael Bay.
Yeah, they do leave.
Fucking A. I'm so distracted. So Betsy's like, do all of the animals in Oz talk? Because obviously she's just seen Hank talk for the first
time. And that's disturbing to her, too. Yeah. She's like,
Hank just talks.
And Dorothy is like, oh, most of them. Like, Belina talks and Eureka talks. But my dog Toto, he's been in Oz for a long time. He never talks.
Oh, she brought it up.
And Ozma is like, well, do you know why he doesn't talk?
He's a mute.
So, okay, that's what I've said before.
But Dorothy's like, Toto's a Kansas dog. He's different from the fairy animals.
No, that's
and
it.
Ozma's
so
like,
Hank.
So yeah. Ozma's like, Hank's not a fairy animal.
Exactly.
Jim wasn't a fairy animal.
Exactly.
Eureka's not a fairy animal. And Belina's not a fairy animal. Mm-hmm. And Toto is not a fairy animal.
Thank you, actually, for saying something.
Yes.
Thank you.
They would like all just decided to stay quiet about this.
Exactly.
And like, but Ozma's just like, the same magic that worked on all those other animals worked on Toto. He's just a smart dog.
Yeah, he prefers not to
talk. He knows to say less.
And Dorothy is pretty shaken up. She's like, okay, so he's been fooling me this whole time. Toto's been fooling me this whole time, leering at me with his little living dog eyes.
He's been able to talk to
Toto. So Toto's just been laughing at me.
That's some crazy lore.
But, so, okay, so, but she, Dorothy, pulls out a silver whistle and she blows it and it's like a dog whistle. And then Toto comes running a couple seconds later and she's like, so, have I always been good to you, Toto? And he says, bow wow.
No wonder he was able to say bow wow.
Right? He's like, bow wow. Yeah. But he just like looks up at her and wags his tail. And like everyone understands that like he's communicating yes to her. And she's like, no, 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 Toto. That's a dog answer. How would you like it if every time you needed something from me, I just said, bow wow. And then she's going crazy.
He just wags his tail up at her. Yeah. And Betsy's like, hey, like, you know, he can talk with his bark. Like, that's what we're saying. Is like, you know, his tail and his bark are just as good as a voice.
Dorothy's like, I get that. And I understand Toto all the time. So he can do that forever if he wants to. But right now, she's like, right fucking now, Toto, if you can speak, you need to fucking say something.
I'm gonna need to hear a fucking peep out of that throat.
And she's like, oh, like don't you want to talk? Like, don't you want to be sociable? And he says, woof, which means no, apparently.
And they can all tell that he's saying no.
And she's just begging him to talk. She's like, don't you want to be, like, any better than any other animal or as good as any other animal in Oz? And he says, woof.
Finally, she is just begging him. And she's like, Toto, say one word and then you can walk away. You can go. And just say one word.
Why are you being a freak?
He just
wouldn't
says,
you want him to?
I guess so. But if my pet doesn't want to speak English to me.
But I want to know. I want to know that he can and then understand that he's choosing not to.
I think with
to.
All the questions that you're.
Also, he's never going, like, Toto is never going to be in the room when I take a bath again. Like, I need to know.
Oh, okay.
How smart are you?
Actually, that does mean something. Yeah, that does mean something. But at the same time, I forgot what I was going to say. So continue.
But she's like, Toto, just one word. Say one word and then you can go.
And the one word he says is woof. Actually, just kidding. He says, all right, here I go. And
wait. Can we all take turns saying, all right, here I go, and what we think Toto sounds like?
All right. Can I go first?
Yeah, please.
All right, here we go.
Oh, come here.
Okay, Charlie's doing it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no.
That was not Toto.
Why is my microphone wet?
It's Toto.
Okay, Blake.
All right, here we go.
It's giving like Barbie. Okay, Wyatt.
All right, here we go. And not one of us did a Kansas.
I know.
Accent.
No. But I don't know why I felt like I had to be from somewhere else.
I don't know what you were doing, girl.
I'm not sure where I was from.
Basically, all of our reaction when Wyatt said what Toto said is what happens. Dorothy just starts clapping. And then the other girls start cracking up laughing.
And Toto runs away.
And they just continue their
walk. I personally screamed when I read that. And I was just like, it's true. He can say anything.
Yeah, that's actually the most insane thing to ever happen in these books is having Toto talk.
I stopped reading. As soon as I read, all right, here I go, I text Wyatt, what? In all caps. And I like, I took a break. I was like, I can't continue. It's only like another paragraph.
Yeah. No, I had told Blake, like, when I'd read that, I was like, not much happens in the last chapter, but the wildest things happen in the last chapter.
So now,
because now Toto can talk.
Moving forward,
you would never expect.
We need to move forward knowing that Toto can speak English.
And I will remember
always,
that always.
And was always able
to
speak.
Yeah, you will remember that always.
They can't.
Think about the times
allowed...
when he should have spoken English. When he was eating people in the bread country.
Oh,
oh my God.
Or like, I don't know, the witch's castle.
He's not a dog.
Like,
he's a man.
He's a murderer.
Oh my God. How?
Prison.
It's awful.
Send him to send him to fucking Haji Paji's cottage where he can do puzzles and be in prison for a week.
Oh, Tiddywinkle?
Tiddywinkle. Well, Tallywinkle.
Tallywinkle. Tallywaddle. Well, anyway.
Tallywalk.
So Dorothy is thrilled, though. And they all join arms and they keep walking. And they go through the gardens. They're beautiful. And they find Shaggy Man and Ugly just sitting in the garden. And Shaggy Man bows.
They give him a new name.
I know. I'd love to have a new name, but you're not going to get it.
But when we say ugly, you know who we're talking
we
about.
Do. Yeah, I do. I'm picturing something, too.
So they, like, stand up, and Ozma's like, hey, Ugly, like, how are you liking Oz? And he's like, oh, my God, like, I am loving it. Like, thank you so much for letting me be here. And Ozma's like, oh, don't thank me. Thank your brother. Like, if it wasn't for Shaggy Man, I never would have let
She's
you
like,
in
I
here.
Actually hate you.
Yeah. When you read the book, you're going to notice that there's an entire chapter dedicated to me not wanting you here. But Shaggy's like, hey, man, like, Ozma, like, thank you so much. Like, I haven't seen my brother in such a long time. We've been like reacquainting ourselves these last couple of days. And I'm just realizing what like a wonderful stand-up person he is.
Oh,
and
like,
he has such an admirable character. And I promise you, like, in time, you're going to see that too. And Ozma's like, okay, carry on.
Yeah. Bye now.
Bye better.
They just keep walking. But they do. The girls keep walking. They leave them alone. And Betsy's like, you know, Ugly must be happy, but like he is not happier than me. Like, I didn't know I could be this happy. It's insane. And Dorothy's like, that's how I feel here all the time. Like, it's Betsy, amazing.
Betsy is like, wouldn't it just be so amazing if every little boy and every little girl could come and live here with us in Oz, 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 Oz. The sky opens up and the sound of America's children laughing overwhelms
them.
They
say, we are the world.
We are the world.
We are the people.
We are the people.
We are the ones that let about a day let our living.
We are sad.
I don't know that song.
Live for a brighter day, you and me.
You and me. But actually what happens is Ozma laughs in her fucking face. And she's like, I am so happy that the little children of the world will not come live here. We would be inundated with little children and then I'd need to leave. Like,
yeah.
She's like, we'd have to move.
This is the smartest thing that we're doing right now.
She's like, Betsy, you don't know this, but there was an entire book about people wanting to come to my birthday party to look at me. Like, I can't have everybody here. It's not worth it.
And Betsy's like, that makes sense.
And that's the end.
And that's the end.
Of the book?
That's the end of the book. They're all just happy.
Where's TikTok?
That's a good question.
Where's
and what did he do? Like, I mean, I know he did.
He got a diamond stuck on him.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right. He got crushed by a diamond.
He was in a well.
He was in a well.
He was enslaved to the army of Oogaboo.
Yeah, he was forced to be a private. And then he fucking got trapped by a diamond.
TikTok of Oz. How glamorous.
I know. Well, you guys are going to hate the name of the next book then.
Uh-oh.
But we'll get to that in a minute.
L. Frank Baum, stuck in L.A.
No.
I fucking wish. I'd love to see that.
No. But that was the end of chapter 25, The Land of Love. And Blake, what would you call that?
I would like to call that a waste of 5 minutes of my time. But what I will call it is Dorothy's woof request.
Ooh.
Wow. Can't believe Toto talked.
Yeah, you gotta put that in there. That's what you can.
Thank you for listening to Oz Hour. Please join us next time as we begin Book 9, The Scarecrow of Oz? Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Oz Hour Podcast for the latest on everything Oz. Oz Hour, created and hosted by Blake Stone and Wyatt Swingham. Co-hosted by Hannah Aguirre. Audio production by Charlie Johnson. Theme music written and performed by Rudy Klobus. Cover art by Valentin Lucas.